Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. This morning, as I spent time with God, I'm continuing through the devotional journal, Here Am I. It's about responding to God's sacred calling in the midst of everyday life, about seeing how God will use each one of us in whatever we've been called to do, and whatever even our choices have been occupationally. Today's focus was being called to be free. God says that we have been called to be free, but we're not to use that freedom to indulge our sinful nature or to indulge our sinful desires, but rather to use that freedom to serve one another in brotherly love, in the humility that Jesus exemplified as he served mankind as he walked this earth, eventually giving his life as a ransom for our sin. And as I read that verse, as I think about it, it makes me think about the idea that the freedom that we have gives us that choice. Otherwise, there would be no need to instruct us not to use it to indulge our selfishness, to indulge our sinful desires. And so to be instructed not to do that would indicate that not only do we have the choice, but oftentimes that's our first choice. But we also have the choice to use our freedom as God desires, to use our freedom to serve, to use our freedom to accomplish the good works that Scripture says God created in advance for us to do. You see, our freedom isn't so much about being free from the things we don't want to do. Although, just as Paul would write about the sinful desires that we have, about he does the things he doesn't want to do and doesn't do the things he would want to do. And we all have that struggle at times. But this is a freedom about being able to do what we ought to do. I believe it's one of the reasons why when Paul writes and gives us the components of the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And see, in my mind, I have to think of the fruit of the Spirit song that we would do at camp all the time. And that's how I can remember them. But he gives us that list of components of this fruit of the Spirit, and he wraps it up by saying, against such things there is no law. In other words, these are things you have freedom to do. These are things you have freedom to be, to incorporate into your life. They're things that no one's going to take from you and no one's going to stop you from doing. As we live with that kind of freedom, we live at a time where here in the United States that under the midst of various restrictions, there's a lot of pushback from people who are feeling that their freedoms have been infringed upon. And coming from a culture, from a society that is accustomed to living however we want, I think that the restrictions have been more noticeable than perhaps at other places. Growing up and living here all of my life, with the exception of a few international trips, and sometimes it's those things that give a little bit of perspective. And I'm not admitting it's a full perspective. The longest has been a month overseas, but to realize that many of the things that we're enduring, we're experiencing, that we're not enjoying at all, are pretty typical in other places. Of being told what you can and can't do. I was thinking about some of the shortages that we're experiencing, and some of it for a variety of supply chain reasons, some of it just because of panic. And yet, as I think about it, I think about my friends that I would visit in Russia. And it was a common occurrence to stop by the store almost every day. For two reasons, really. One was you didn't have a lot of space to store things in the places that you lived. But the more practical reason was just to see what they had. Because it wasn't that you could always find what you wanted every day. And so to stop in and check, well, is there meat today? Is there this today? Is there whatever? And to see that happening here is, well, it's not a comfortable thing, but having experienced it elsewhere, it's not as frightening as it might be to others. But see, because we've been accustomed to such open freedoms here in this country, we begin to think that that's what freedom is. The ability to do whatever I want. And that's the culmination of expression of our freedom, is having no one in charge of what I do except me. And I believe that's what God's trying to address when he gives us that instruction, do not use your freedom for your sinful desires, for your flesh desires, for your selfish desires. But instead, use that freedom to serve one another, to humble yourself, to place yourself in your mind as lower, as less important than others. You see, we're not required to do that, but we have the freedom to do that. We're not forced to do that, I probably should say. God's law, God's command does in a sense require us, but there's nothing forcing us to humble ourselves, to look at ourselves as being below or lower than someone else and to serve them. But we do have God's command. And we do have the example of Jesus. That's one of my favorite lines in that Last Supper gathering, as Jesus gathered around his disciples. And he talks about knowing who he is and knowing where he came from and where he's going. And that's the introduction to taking off his outer garment and gathering together a bowl of water, a pitcher, a bowl, and washing the feet of the disciples. It's not that he felt that he was lower than the disciples. Scripture says he knew exactly who he was, what he was about to do, where he was about to go, not only to the cross, but beyond that, to return to his place by his Father's side. He knew all of that. And yet he humbled himself and took on the work, the responsibility, the task of a servant. And I believe that that's what God means when he calls us to be free. And he calls us to be free in a way that serves one another in brotherly love. Today, as we spend some time praying and I really want this focus today to be upon open eyes and heart that can see how God would have us serve. You see, until we begin to look for it, we'll probably never notice it. When our eyes are fixed upon lifting ourselves up, it's unlikely we'll be seeing those that need us, that would be our opportunity to serve. So in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, and even in areas where some of the restrictions, some of the loss of freedom, so to speak, is being relaxed, know that through all of this, you really have been set free. Through all of this, your freedom in Christ was designed so that you could serve others. How are we doing at that? Let's spend some time with God in prayer. Father, thank you that you have called us to be free. You have called us to live as those who are free. And not simply a physical freedom, definitely not a freedom that says, I'm in charge. But the freedom you have called us to is a freedom to serve, a freedom to love one another, a freedom to care for the needs of others, even above our own. And so, Father, today I pray that you would help us to examine the selfishness that resides within us so that it can be removed, so that it can be done away with. Father, help us to see the areas where we've taken the freedoms that we have in Christ and also the freedoms that we have in the places we live. Help us to see how we've used those freedoms to serve ourselves and our sinful nature, our sinful desires. Make us aware of that so that we can come to you to be cleansed, to be forgiven, to be remade and transformed. And Father, as we live life, seeking to live as one who is free, help us to notice those that you have called us to serve. Father, help us to see that that's not a difficult thing, because it's anyone that we see. And how we ought to be serving them specifically may vary from person to person. But as I look at the example of Jesus, there was not a person on the face of the earth that he was not here to serve. Some he served by healing. Some he served by feeding. Some he served by teaching. But all of them he served by sacrificing himself. And so, Father, as we live life today, in whatever manner that you've gifted us and called us to be, may we use that to serve one another in love. Father, forgive us for times when we compare our works of service that you've created for us to do with that of others. Forgive us for expecting others to serve in the way that you've called us to serve, when you've created them as a different part, as a different function. Father, as we consider how we serve, may we be more mindful of our responsibility and less mindful of what others ought to be doing. Father, today I continue to pray that you would simply remove this virus from the face of the earth. I pray that your body, the church, the people that belong to Christ have been learning valuable lessons through this. I pray that we're not wasting the teaching opportunities of ourselves, let alone the teaching opportunities that we have to share with others. And Father, as we have opportunity to share the hope that we have in Christ, may our foundation be solid and secure. Father, as your word teaches us, may we share that hope with a gentleness and a respect. Father, I pray for the children in our communities whose not only school buildings have been closed, the church buildings have been closed, so many of their activities have been canceled and not allowed to meet. I pray that you would protect them emotionally and spiritually and physically. I pray for parents who have to kind of step up their game and protect their children and fill their times with family togetherness in a way that often needs to be creative because we've not been accustomed to it. Father, for families whose lives have revolved around school activities or other social activities that are no longer taking place. The things which drew the family together. I pray that they would find new means of cohesiveness. That the times that they're able to play games together at home or to take a family walk or to do things that they may not have been accustomed to doing would help the children to be able to look back and see this as a time of great love. Father, I continue to pray for those who work in our medical facilities, those who work on our streets and in public safety roles, those who deliver our packages and our mail, those who work in the stores and those who are returning to work in some areas where the stores are beginning to reopen. I pray for wisdom in how they interact with people. I pray that they're able to do their work and their job in an attitude of love rather than fear. Father, I pray that today we would notice the needs of others, even above our own. Oh, Father, as we pray today and as we come to you, help us to rely more fully upon you each day. Father, for the times where we've noticed shortages in the things that we would normally purchase, the things that we would normally stock up on, for the things that we have to continually return to seek and to find. Father, may those times be reminders of how you call us to yourself each day. May they be reminders of the freshness of your word if we would come to you each day for our daily bread. Father, may we recognize that even in the midst of the restrictions that we've had to live under, may we recognize the great freedom that we have, not just in this country, but the great freedom that we have in Christ. May we grab hold of those elements of the fruit of the Spirit, knowing that there's no law against those. Knowing that those are things that we can grow in our life. Those are things we can share with others. And not only against such thing as there no law, there's no limit. There's no shortage. If we come to you and allow your Spirit to fill us, there's enough for everyone. And so much more. And so, Father, today, I pray that we really would live as those who are free. That we would live as free, even having crucified ourselves and our selfishness. That we would live as those who are free to serve one another. So, Father, give us eyes, give us hearts of compassion that not only see the needs of others, but that are moved to help with those needs. Father, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do today. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me for this Tuesday morning edition of devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. In 7:15 a.m. each weekday morning is the plan. Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays at 8:15 a.m. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.